you very much. Next item is Valiant Ventures, permit number 061022. Elizabeth.
Valiant Ventures requests authorization to construct a 150-foot-long by 6-foot-wide community pier with a 6-foot by 128-foot T-head platform with 5 32-foot-long by 4-foot-wide finger piers with 10 boat slips with lifts for a future condominium association adjacent to property situated along the eastern branch of the Elizabeth River in Norfolk. The proposed community pier is designed to serve a new 9-lot residential subdivision to be known as Elizabeth River Point at the end of Shorewood Lane in Norfolk. This property is located on the eastern branch of the Elizabeth River in Norfolk to the west of the Military Highway Bridge. This section of the Elizabeth is primarily residential. The property with the arrow. According to the application drawings, only lot numbers number 5, 6, and 7 of the 9 lots of riparian properties. If the community pier is approved as proposed, the applicant has agreed to sever the riparian rights of the 3 riparian waterfront properties. The community pier will be the only structure providing water access to property owners within the new subdivision. This is a side view shot. This is a ground view shot taken from the Military Highway Bridge. The Virginia Department of Health, Division of Wastewater Engineering, approved an alternate pump-out agreement between Elizabeth River Point and Tidewater Yacht on February 21st of this year. DEQ commented that water quality impacts will be minimal, and therefore Virginia Water Protection Permit is not required, and the Coast Guard did not have any objections. The applicant was advised that the number of slips that staff could support for the community was 7, based on the number of riparian waterfront properties. That's 2 per waterfront lot plus 1 community slip. The applicant insists that he needs at least 9 slips and would prefer 10 since there are 9 lots in the subdivision. Staff generally supports the community pier approach to provide a central point of water access for communities with riparian properties. One community pier is typically recommended over numerous individual private piers given the cumulative environmental and aesthetic impacts involved. In this instance, staff recommends approval of the community pier. However, staff can only support a maximum number of 7 boat slips, given that there are only 3 riparian waterfront properties in the subdivision. That would also be conditioned on deed restrictions, which prohibit the construction of individual private piers. Should the commission decide to approve the community pier in some form, staff recommends assessing a royalty based on the total square footage of the bold outline footprint encompassing the pier, slips, and any other approved appurtenances at a rate of $1.50 per square foot. Any questions?
Any questions for Ms. Gallup? Thank you, Elizabeth. Is the applicant here represented? Good afternoon, sir.
Do you want to figure your PowerPoint?
Yeah, please.
Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
You state your name for the record, please.
My name's Robert Cinelli. I am the managing member for Valiant Ventures.
Good to have you here, sir.
Thank you, sir. I have a couple other illustrations, but perhaps I don't know what the protocol is, but I can just set them up here and look at them.
Yes, sir. That'd be fine.
This is a photograph of the subject property. This is a photograph of the subject property taken in the early 90s. As you can see, here's the bridge that Elizabeth was referring to. This is a property right next door that's recently been in the middle of a subdivision. They're put a road in. They're building homes, and they're in the process of building their community pier as well. Our property is here. Now, the subdivision, as you can see, consists of 9 lots, 3 lots with riparian rights, and here's our boat slip and marina facility coming off between lots 5 and 6. I took a few photographs to just show you, further illustrate. How do I work this?
You just want to hit the down arrow.
Okay, good. Again, here's an overview of the project. You know, this is going to be a very upscale community on the river. Price range of the homes are really going to be starting from the high 500s to low 600s and up. Currently, construction is taking. Here's a photograph of the entrance into the adjacent property, which is Shorewood Shores, which is again under. They're having a pier being constructed as we speak. That's their home. That's on the market for sale. And here's our street coming down straight to the Elizabeth. Home number one, which is a little dark shot here, but that's, you know, in the process of being built. These are just pictures of the adjacent lots, lots 2 and 3, and these are lots 7 and 8 on the west side of the street. Here's lot 5, and you can see an old existing pier in the background. That'll also be removed during construction. Here's lot 6. And here's the proposed path that'll lead you to the pier. And the pier will go over the riprap, which we have an outfall there, and it'll go out approximately 150 feet. Again, here's a picture of the pier that's existing that's going to be removed. On the right side of the property, there's an old piece left over from God knows when, but that's going to be removed and that piling out in the end. As you can see in the background, those are the piles going in for the pier next door. And that's it. So my request is that the board consider at least a minimum of a 9-slip subdivision, of a 9-slip facility. You know, given the fact that there's a community going right next door, the marketability would make it very difficult. You know, what do I do with the 2 lots that don't have slip access? It would just be a real difficult situation for us to work with. And you know, I ask for your consideration for a minimum of 9 slips. Like to have a 10th one for guest availability, but at least a minimum of 9 is what we would prefer.
Can you let that blueprint up again, please? Thank you, sir. Anyone have any questions? Mr. Packard.
Yes, sir. Would you hold that up again? Your lot, you have 3 riparian lots you mentioned. Would you point them out to me so that I'm clear?
This is lot 5, lot 6, and lot 7. The little canal that comes in here. Again, right next door is going to be a 9-lot subdivision with 9 boat slips. It would be odd if there's another 9-home subdivision with only 7 slips. And to me, it just doesn't.
So Elizabeth, can you address that comment, please?
The one next door was Mr. Bymiller, and I believe he came before the commission September of 2006. And it was an after-the-fact community pier permit. They constructed it with 11, and there were 4 riparian properties. And so they had to remove 2. So then they had 9, which is 4 lots times 2 plus 1.
I would ask one other thing. I mean, in terms of the formula, I mean, why couldn't there just easily be allowance of 2 slips for each riparian lot and 1 guest slip for each riparian lot, and that would be equivalent to 9? I mean, I just don't understand why 1 guest slip for 3 lots. I don't know how that comes from.
Well, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, if you're a riparian owner, mm-hmm. then you have an enjoyment to wharf out under public trust doctrine, some other things.
Mm-hmm.
If you're an inland property owner, it's not a recognized right that you have the right to wharf out. And I think probably staff, in coming to conclusion, we're trying to protect the waterways, and we have problems with storms and debris and things breaking up. And so I think that's the rationale that's normally used, but it has been flexible at times, and that's why we have the commission here. So that's, but I think that pretty much adequately answers
okay.
the question.
Thank you.
Mr. Schick.
Yeah, these waterfront lots, are they the smallest possible lots, or could you break one of them up into?
No, this has already been approved long ago by the Planning Commission in Norfolk, and it's just the way it laid out.
Yeah. But would it be possible to subdivide any of those?
No, it wouldn't, because you got to have a minimum of 100-foot frontage.
Okay.
Further questions? Thank you, sir.
Mr.
Holland?
One question. On the subdivision next door, refresh my memory on what happened on that. They put in 11 slips.
Yeah, you know, I saved a, I don't have the pier. This is a picture from that presentation. They had put a community pier right in this area, and they had 11 slips.
Mm-hmm.
But
actually, it's in the center.
Is it in the center? Okay, I'm sorry. No.
Between.
It's right
four.
In here. Okay. Yeah. And they only had four waterfront properties. So four times two slips plus one guest slip is nine. And so the commission voted to allow them to keep nine but remove two of the already constructed slips.
Okay. So they had to remove two slips.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They have seven total lots?
Nine.
Total.
But four waterfront.
No, there's nine. That's right. There's nine lots there with nine boat slips.
It looks like, yeah, it looks like there's nine lots. But the reason there's nine boat slips is four waterfront lots.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Further questions? Is anyone here, any else that wants to speak in support of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Sir. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, I do.
Thank you. State your name.
My name is Ellis W. James. I reside at 2021 Kenlake Place in the city of Norfolk. This particular project is, and the questions that you commissioners have just asked, I'm encouraged by it. This is a classic example of how we're losing our water edges, and we are furthering the question of loss of quality of water in the Elizabeth River. I would hope that the commission would support the staff recommendation, if at the very least. We're in a situation in this particular location where the battle between the developers and the question of whether or not this project is upscale or otherwise is not the issue. The issue is protection of the water edges and the quality of water. And I would hope that the commission would go to the low end of what you allow as opposed to going to the requested upper end. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. James? Thank you, sir. Anyone else in opposition? Matters before the commission for discussion and decision. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think the formula and analysis that staff's proposing to apply in this case is reasonable. From a policy consistency standpoint, it's also consistent with what was done next door. And I think it's important that the applicant has offered to restrict the deeds on the riparian lots and take the community pier approach. I think it's good, but I think it should be limited in scale as was done next door. And I would offer a motion that we accept staff's recommendation with those conditions.
A question from council.
I would note that according to the staff presentation, the agreement to put the deed restrictions only were applied if the project were approved as requested. I don't know that that would apply if he only got nine slips.
I don't know if that's the intent. Mr. Graham.
That was the intent.
Okay.
If the result is then that lots 5, 6, and 7 can have their own community, their own private pier based on the exemption provided in code, then staff doesn't support a community pier for access from the walkway that was shown. We would only support a single pier with 7 slips based on the staff formula predicated on deed restrictions prohibiting other private piers.
Well, that's not what the presentation
says.
Oh, I'm sorry.
In that case, I'd like to make a substitute motion if I could.
Well, I think the applicant might be willing to agree. He's shaking his head there.
Come forward. Question for you from our counsel.
Would you still be willing to sever the riparian rights for the waterfront lots if you only get seven slips?
That's the problem. I mean, it really puts a hardship on us if we can only market seven slips with nine lots. I mean, which lots don't get boat slips? I mean, this it creates havoc for the whole homeowners association. You know, in the fact that you have nine homes, it just makes it really complicated. So, I honestly don't know what I'll do with the project if I can't get nine slips approved. I mean, from a marketability standpoint, how do you deal with that? I don't even know. I mean, and then for two homeowners don't have access to the pier, and are they part of the homeowners association? Those are questions that my council has proposed to me. I mean, how are you going to deal with that? I said, well, I don't know. We'll hopefully get nine approved.
Thank you. Mr. Robbins first.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess I'm concerned about the consistency of policy. I mean, what staff's recommendation is basically what was done next door in terms of two boat slips on the community pier per riparian lot plus one guest slip, and that's exactly what they're recommending. Additionally, as I read the summary recommendation section, it says, in this instance, staff recommends approval of the community pier. However, staff can only support a maximum number of seven boat slips given that there are only three riparian waterfront properties in the subdivision. That would also be conditioned on deed restrictions which prohibit the construction of individual private piers. If we're not going to have deed restrictions in this case, I don't think I would support any boat slips on the community pier.
We'll have deed restrictions.
Which prohibit the construction of individual private piers.
I had a substitute motion. Should have gone to him before. Go ahead, Mr. Schick.
In light that the applicant doesn't seem to be willing to go to the recommendations of staff, substitute motion is to deny the application. Now, of course, if the applicant was willing to agree to staff's recommendation, then I would withdraw my substitute motion.
I have a question for counsel. Mr. Chairman, I have a question. Question for counsel, and that is if we approve the motion as passed and the deed restrictions prohibiting the construction of individual private piers are a condition of the permit, then would it not be the case that they can't proceed with construction? The
permit would not be issued until such time as the deed restrictions, but the gentleman, as I understand, has stated that he would not, or doesn't know, but it probably would not put in place that the deed restrictions on.
Can they come up and clarify this here one time?
Yes, sir.
The deed restrictions have been prepared. They have not been. I sent a copy of the deed restrictions to Tracy West when she was here, and the deed restrictions clearly have been written to preclude any of the riparian lot owners from building their own individual pier as long as there's a nine slip pier built for the community. The issue is, yes, the deed restrictions will be written and have been written to restrict the riparian lot owners from building their own pier, provided there's a community pier with nine slips. If I only can get seven slips, then probably, we'll let the three other riparian lot, and I'll probably scrap the whole pier concept and let the three riparian lot owners build whatever they're going to build when they buy. But I thought it would be a lot better for the whole community and the whole waterway to have one central pier for all the lot owners. I can say right next door, there's, again, you're right, there's four riparian lots next door, although one of them is touching it. Really, two more slips for our project, I don't really see where it provides a big impact to the waterway there. It doesn't really take on that much space.
All right. That's fine. Now, what
I have a question.
Okay.
On the homes that don't have a slip, how much do you think that depreciates the value? Matter of how much is slips worth?
Well, I think the slip is probably worth $15,000 to $20,000 per lot, but it's not so much the value. It's just given the opportunity, there's not much waterfront property left. This is an upscale street, upscale community. Giving the right for people that can't afford to live on the water but have their own boat and be able to walk to their boat, to me, I think is something we should have more of.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Now, let me make sure to get back on track. Mr. Robbins, you've made a motion, and that motion, if you, to your motion, condition the deed restrictions that takes care of the issue at that point, because he can either take it or leave it. That's correct. And that is what is on the, as I understand, does that make sense to you, Mr. Shea?
He meant substitute.
My substitute motion was, instead of leaving a permit hanging out to whether it's going to happen or not, I'm saying he's already made the decision, and let's go ahead and decline it. And if he wants to do something in the future, he can bring it before us.
Substitute motion is on the floor by Mr. Schick to deny the application. Is there a second?
Yeah.
I'll second.
Seconded by?
My thinking is community peers, more than not, don't have enough slips for its development. It's very common. Mm-hmm. And it's just a first-come, first-served situation. You have seven slips. The first seven that want to buy them, get them. So
the way this was designed, sir, is that these slips were not going to be for sale. They were going to go with each lot. Each homeowner was going to get a boat slip, and so it wasn't going to be a deeded sort of thing. But basically, the homeowners association that's been formed will own the pier, and each homeowner will be a 1/9 owner of the homeowners association. So that's how it was designed.
Okay. Motion made by Mr. Schick to deny, second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion. Mr. Robbins and Mr. Tankard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to respectfully vote against it and stick with the original motion, simply because I think the original motion is something that the developer can take or leave. It'll be up to him to decide whether he wants to have two lots or six lots that don't have any riparian access in his own calculations. And I think the community approach is a good one, but I think it is necessary to sever the riparian rights. There is no right to wharf out of an interior lot owner. I think a community pier, while some people may be able to tie a boat up at it, much of the enjoyment of a community pier is simply being able to go out and walk out on the pier with your family or however you choose to enjoy it. We do that in our neighborhood on a regular basis. So.
Okay. I understand. Mr. Tanker, did you have a comment?
Yeah, I just wanted to also say that I think I'm going to vote against the motion as well, for the simple fact that this is the best deal in my mind. And the third lot over there is going into a canal / ditch.
That's a different that's a different development. That's a property next.
No, excuse me. The third lot.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
So yes, he could have three piers.
When you pointed that way, I thought.
Excuse me. Yes. But this is, as I see, the best deal going for everybody concerned, so I'd like to keep this alive.
Okay. All in favor of Mr. Schick's motion to deny, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
That's, raise your hand. That's two. All opposed? The original motion is now to accept staff recommendations with the condition, as I understand, of deed restrictions being in place to allow the seven. Is that correct, Mr. Robbins?
Yes, sir.
Who seconded the motion?
And the royalties.
And the royalties. Who seconded the motion, the original motion?
Nobody did.
Nobody did. I got a second. Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed?
No.
No.
Two noes. Motion carries. Thank you very much. Next item on the agenda is Margaret Blevins, 07-0139. Both wetlands and subaqueous permits are required.
Commissioner, members of the commission, I hope this is quite a bit shorter than my last time here before you.
No comment.
This application by Mrs. Blevins requests off.